from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And we go live to Paris, France. I can't believe we actually contacted Wendy Gillette from CBS. Wendy, good afternoon to you. We're excited to have you. Thank you.
Bonjour. Yes, I am actually sitting in Bercy Arena right now watching the gymnastics, and it was quite a shock here watching that beam final.
Yeah, because Simone Biles fell off the beam. Rare mistake for her. She's been amazing, flawless up to this point, but she has one more chance at another medal, right?
Yes, she is going for the gold in the floor exercise, which is going to start right after the high bar final, the men competing in the high bar final right now. But yeah, it was really disappointing for her. She looked pretty angry at herself after that uncharacteristic mistake. Also, Suni Lee, her teammate, took a hard fall on her tumbling series on beam. Her foot just slipped and she straddled the beam. It looked really painful. She was okay. She got up, but also very disappointed in her result. That took them out of the medals. But it was a really sloppy beam final. I've never really seen a beam final like this in a big competition. Four of the gymnasts fell, one of them twice, and two had major form breaks. So there were only two routines that were clean, and one was really watered down. So there was really only one that was a normal routine, and she got the gold, Italy's Alice D'Amato. So it was not your normal beam final that you see at the Olympics.
Wendy, this is Paul Rasmussen. I'm curious to know, is the floor exercise considered Simone Biles' strong suit?
It is one of her strongest events. I would say vault is also her strongest, but yes, she does that opening tumbling pass of a triple twisting double backflip, incredibly difficult. And she does things on the floor that no one else does. And you see how high she tumbles. It's amazing to be here at the arena and see it in person, because it's one thing to see it on TV, but when you see it in person, oh my gosh, it's stunning. She's just so high in the air and she has so much power. And that's why she's so great at floor and vault, because those are really the power events for women.
Where with CBS is Wendy Gillette in Paris. So we had some big highlights over the weekend. I think sometimes you forget, Wendy, the emotion. I'm thinking of Scottie Scheffler in golf, wins a gold, and he burst into tears with emotion. And, you know, then you have Noah Lyles, that photo finish, and Novak Djokovic. He said this, his gold medal was the greatest achievement in his career. I mean, you forget how much they put into this and what it means to each one of these individuals.
Yeah, you really did see that emotion yesterday in full display, especially Novak Djokovic after winning that incredible two-tiebreaker tennis match, and it was just incredible tennis, almost 3 hours long. And afterwards, he just bent down on the court, put his hands, his head in his hands, and just started sobbing. He was shaking. You could see him shaking like a leaf. And yeah, he tried so many times. These athletes, some of them have accomplished so much in other competitions, but for whatever reason, the Olympics remained elusive, and that was the same for Novak. And so this was just such a monumental win for him, and he was so proud and so overwhelmed, and then went to hug his family and crying. And yeah, it's amazing to see that. And it is unexpected for some of these pro athletes that you don't see that display of emotion very often.
All right.
Wendy, moving past today's women's gymnastics events, what are the big things that are coming up this week for us to catch?
Well, today we've got the 200 meter heats for the men and Noah Lyles. That photo finish, incredible, by 0.005 of a second in the 100 meter, giving him the race and now making him the fastest man in the world. So he's trying to win the 100 and 200, just like he did at the World Championships last year. The last time an American was able to do that at the Olympics was Carl Lewis in 1984. The first round is tonight. We don't have the final for another couple of days. Swimming is now over. We got a lot going on in track and field, men's pole vault final, and the women's 800 meter, 5,000 meter, and discus throw. And some other stuff that's going on, we've got the women's semifinal 3x3 basketball. The U.S. is going to play Spain. The volleyball men's quarterfinals, U.S. taking on Brazil. We've got beach volleyball now down to the men's and women's round of 16. The U.S. is playing Norway right now. It looks like surfing will be on. The conditions look good for women's and men's gold medal matches. Sports climbing is underway. So we're sort of going into some other sports now that we've got some of the big sports like swimming and gymnastics ending. After the floor final today, that will be it for Simone Biles. That's her last time on the floor. So it's a big deal for her today and why she looks so disappointed after the beam.
Yeah, she tweeted yesterday, Wendy, you guys really got to stop asking athletes what's next after they win a medal at the Olympics. Let us soak up the moment we've worked our whole life for. So,
yes, that's true.
And
I'm sure yes, go ahead.
I was going to say, I understand that in that moment, they just kind of want to soak it up. I get it.
And they get a lot of pressure on social media. And she's talked a lot, Simone has, about the nasty comments she gets about her hair, about her appearance. And yeah, it's really hard for these athletes. And some of them just shut down social media entirely. Psychologists tell them to do that because it's so damaging for them to read these things when they're trying to be at the highest level of their lives.
Well, Wendy, I know you've got to get back to work. Thanks for taking time for us here in Pittsburgh. We got a couple of gold medalists, one in rowing, men's rowing, Michael Grady, and other competitors still to come. We don't have anyone competing in breakdancing, though.
Yes. I spoke to, before the Olympics, I spoke to a breakdancer, and I said, what do you say to people who would say this isn't a sport? And he was, we do things that the best athletes in the Olympics can't do, and you'll be amazed. And
all right,
but I gotta see it for myself. I don't really, I see it as dancing, but I guess it's I asked him also, I said, is it choreographed, the routines? And no, they can't choreograph anything in advance. It has to be quote unquote improv. And they lose points if they do any kind of combination that they have done in the past that the judges would recognize. So I think it's going to be really interesting. That is the first time that they've had breakdancing in the Olympics.
Wendy, appreciate your time. Really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you.
CBS's Wendy Gillette in Paris, France.
You know, the event that they haven't had yet that I would love to see them try out, because they do every once in a while, they like bowling once, back in Korea, I think they had bowling.
Right.
Or a demonstration sport.
Demo sport.
But the one that I haven't seen yet is synchronized eating. That would be, I would really like that.
Or cornhole. PJ Fitzpatrick, Home Improvement Traffic Center is where we find AAA's Ellen Gamble, powered by Bowser. Come on, man. I'm flipping channels the other day, and I see the National Cornhole Champions.
It's now they've got a professional league for cornhole, for crying out loud.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's
Papa's
a thing.
Got a brand new bag.
Oh, on that note, we'll talk traffic here, and we're looking out live with the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras over the ramp from the Crosstown Boulevard 579 to the outbound Parkway East. It remains closed for some emergency pothole patching. PennDOT crews are on the scene there, forcing traffic across the Liberty Bridge, or a lot of folks are exiting Crosstown Boulevard to the 6th and 7th Avenue ramps downtown. That puts them onto Grant Street, which you can take back out to the Parkway East ramps past the Boulevard of the Allies interchange. Traffic is very heavy there. You might want to avoid the whole mess entirely if you can. 28 southbound approaching all of this is backing at Millvale. And, of course, the North Shore Expressway is heavy heading over toward the Fort Duquesne Bridge. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 825. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
All right. We have anticipation of 90 degrees again today. It doesn't look like it's going to last, so we get a break. But with that comes the chance of some showers, maybe a heavy thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Temps in the mid-80s. Then we end the week in the upper 70s. We're at 68 right now. I could hear it, Paul. Olympic cornholing.
That's absurd.
Yes, it is. Big day for somebody, and that somebody may be the governor of Pennsylvania. Who will Kamala Harris choose as her vice presidential running mate? Josh Shapiro was at the White House yesterday. A couple of the other candidates, including Mark Kelly from Arizona, the former astronaut. And we could get the announcement at any time, or they may hold that in reserve until this scheduled rally tomorrow in Philadelphia.
But that rally will be when the waiting is over, for sure.
Donald Trump was in Atlanta over the weekend, and we'll get reaction. Next hour, we'll go to Lynn Hayes Freeland, who is in Atlanta, Georgia. And for kind of a comprehensive recap of the weekend, CBS's Natalie Brand.
Every car going in and out of the vice president's residence under the microscope as she meets with some of her top running mate contenders. CBS News has confirmed the interviews include Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, and Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Voters from that battleground state believe selecting a moderate could help in November.
I think this will be a close election, so impacting even a sliver of independents or maybe undecided, I think that could bring over enough people to make a difference.
New CBS News polling shows Harris has infused new energy into the race, with the percentage of Democrats who say they'll definitely vote rising to its highest point this year. And she's increased support among key groups such as Black voters, younger voters, and women. In the poll, she's also leading Trump on the question of cognitive health.
Crazy Kamala. Kamala. You know, there's about 19 different ways of saying it.
As the former president tries to define his new opponent, stepping up attacks both personally and on policy.
If Harris wins this election, you will quickly have a Kamala economic crash.
The new polling shows Trump still maintains a sizable lead with voters who say they'll be financially better off with him in office, a feeling echoed by supporters at his Georgia rally this weekend.
I don't vote on personality. I vote for policy. And I vote based upon how it affects my wallet.
The new CBS polling also shows more voters believe Trump's policies would decrease crossings at the southern border as immigration remains a top issue for Republicans. Natalie Brand, CBS News, the White House.
So the wait continues, and a lot of speculation is the odds-on favorite right now is Josh Shapiro. At this point, wouldn't you be surprised if it isn't him?
I think so, yes. You were talking earlier about the fact that the rally on Tuesday is in Philadelphia. I mean, what a perfect place. The only role I could see him playing on that platform, Larry, if he's not the nominee, is the person who makes the announcement, you know, gets the rally going and turns things over to, you know, Vice President Harris, and then maybe she introduces the person who she selected and they come up on the platform. But I just can't see any other way for that to work out.
In the meantime, President Biden is expected to meet with his national security team to discuss escalating tensions in the Middle East. So he's still on the job, and there's serious issues that have to be dealt with in the meantime.
Well, get this. The Israelis are thinking that they're going to be attacked now in the next 48 hours by Iran.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
On and Hezbollah, both. The defense minister over there has talked with our defense secretary on the Israeli response. Also, Netanyahu has said Israel will, and these are the words he used, exact a heavy price for any aggression. He says Israel is also considering, reports say rather, that Israel is considering a preemptive strike. Things are going to get out of hand over there in a quick hurry. I hope we can talk everybody off the ledge.
And that's why it's important, because that could have a major impact on the United States.
Well, it's also going to, I think it's going to be damaging to the economy as well.
Also, we just talked to CBS's Wendy Gillette in Paris. Olympic fever spread to Adele's concert in Munich Saturday. In the middle of her show, she paused her performance to watch the women's 100-meter final in
Paris. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Even the night before she was recording, she was rooting on Sha'Carri Richardson, who got the silver medal. Adele could be seen turning to a huge monitor rigged to watch the games as she performed. Pretty amazing.
St. Lucia, the gold medal. The lady from Castries.
St. Lucia, or Lucia, won in that race. And Adele's voice, you could hear her disappointment.
Let's give her a round of applause.
How about that?
Wendy Gillette did not sound at all happy about being in Paris, did she?
She was giddy about it. Apparently, it's turned out pretty well, all things considered.
I wanted to ask her if it was her first visit to the City of Light. Have you been there?
I've never been to Paris.
I have, and I can tell you, it is really, really nice. That was on that Montana youth choir trip. We performed in the Notre Dame.
Oh, that's right.
It was awesome.
Do you know that, Aaron, that Paul was a singer and performed?
I did not know that, but
internationally.
It doesn't shock me. You have such a nice voice. It's believable.
You do.
Thank you.
Maybe after the show, sing a little for us. All right. It is time to check traffic. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Paul Rasmussen at our anchor desk and back from vacation from the Get Marty team, Patrick O'Connor. And Patrick, you just got back from the Gulf Coast down there in Longboat Key and Anna Marie Island, and you got out of town just in time.
Yeah, in fact, we left a day early, not even
thinking too much about the tropical storm that was on the way, which is now a hurricane. But the day we pulled out, which was Saturday morning, we started watching the reports. And like, ooh, we dodged a bullet.
You literally were on the edge leaving town. They got over a foot of rain. And Elliot Falcione, the executive director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau there, just updated us. We talked to him early in the 6 o'clock hour. Anna Marie Island is open, minimal flooding, all roads open. Our community weathered the storm really well at this point. Good for them, because other areas aren't going to be so lucky to the north, and then Georgia and the Carolina coastline.
Patrick, were you guys driving or flying?
We drove. Yeah, we drove down because we took our two dogs with us.
Even better that you left when you did then.
Absolutely. We did do an overnight stop on the way back in Charlotte, but you know, when we stopped at our hotel there, that's where we were watching the reports and like, ooh, we really did just make it out.
You got a little angel on your shoulder.
Well, the tornado watches and the stuff ahead of the storm was already starting, and they've got tornado threats now, I think, through Monday. Or the end of today, at least.
Yeah, it's going to be a long week for many people in the South. So thank you. Thank God you're back. Marty, by the way, is on vacation this week. And joining us in studio, our own Tamira Rush. A couple of stories I know you're working on. And this one really breaks our heart collectively as a community. When we heard about the prisoner swap last week, T, as you know, we had hoped that Mark Fogle, the Butler native, Oakmont teacher, who's been in 3 years in a labor camp in Russia, was going to be on that list.
That's correct. We were putting out calls to Congressman Reschenthaler. We were hoping that was something that was going to happen, but unfortunately, that wasn't the case.
And, you know, this was bipartisan support, so it didn't matter, Republican, Democrat, everybody in this state seemed to try to get Mark Fogle's name at least put on that list, you know, illegal detainee list that would have somehow elevated his status to get him out.
Yes.
And his mother's what, 95?
Yes.
And we heard from his sister last week.
That's correct.
He called his family this weekend.
Yes, there was a 20-minute call that Trib Live had access to. And in that call, I get teary-eyed every time I even report on the story, because it kind of hits home. It's something that you would never imagine happening. But in the call, words like, it's just incomprehensible to me. I lay awake all night. My head just runs and runs and runs. What can anybody in my shoes think and act on and do? I'm just beyond words. I've spent 101 days in Russian hospitals. Can you imagine?
So he spent, of his 3 years in prison, he spent over 100 days in a hospital.
That's correct. 101 days in a Russian hospital. He's received 300 injections due to his original problem that he had with his spine. That was the beginning of where we are in the reason behind him in medical marijuana. So to be in a position, in a place that you have no idea of what's happening next has to be just destroying his soul.
Has the family heard from anyone giving them any further hope that at some point, hopefully in the near future, there could be another exchange?
Outside of his mom, who is Malfine Fogle, and she had a conversation with former President Trump in hopes of doing something if he's elected president. So, I mean, that's where things stand as of right now. And the Biden administration has said it's a work in progress. And that's basically where things stand with them. They're working on something. But whatever that something is, we just don't know.
But after 3 years, he remains, after just turning 63 a couple of weekends ago, in a Russian labor camp.
For a very long time.
And I know you're also working on the story, and we're waiting to hear who Kamala Harris will pick as her vice presidential running mate.
That's correct. Three finalists. Yes.
We feel that
Tim Walz,
the governor, though, of Pennsylvania, our Commonwealth, Josh Shapiro, is at least
one of the three finalists, as we say. It's interesting. I kind of laughed when I read on Axios that the Harris campaign is saying, don't jump the gun just yet, just because we're campaigning and just because there's a rally in Philadelphia. Don't jump the gun.
Wouldn't that be strange, though, if they have three candidates down to Arizona, Mark Kelly.
That's correct. Josh Shapiro and Waltz.
Yeah.
Tim Waltz.
And they schedule this rally in Philadelphia. Wouldn't it be strange, though, if they bring in somebody from outside?
And say, hey, and then ask Shapiro to just stand
here.
You're a runner-up.
And he's been, when he's been stumping, he's pulling no punches.
He is a different person.
Thank you.
A very different person.
He wasn't that
enthused
for his own, when he was running for governor.
That's correct. They say, well, Pennsylvania is good because he's at, 61% approval rating. So that's a plus.
And they need us. Either party needs Pennsylvania.
They need the Keystone State.
Yeah, we're in the focal point.
Absolutely.
All right, Tamara, thank you.
My pleasure.
More coming up on the Big K Morning Show, including a story about health care challenges when it comes to those who provide it. Sharon, Pennsylvania. Front page story yesterday about the Sharon Hospital there in the medical center. And we'll have an update on that right after the news at 9. We're looking for hometown heroes, and you can nominate somebody who's doing extraordinary things in our community without looking for anything for themselves by going to kdkradio.com, and we'll be entering our 12th year of recognizing our hometown heroes, and we'll do that in early October, so we could use your help. You have a nominee? All you got to do is send us an email and look for the nomination form at kdkradio.com. Coming up right after the news, this saving grace, Sharon, Pennsylvania. And this is an issue. Last week, Paul, we heard about Heritage Valley Health System having to make labor cutbacks.
Yeah, they did some downsizing, not only in staff, but also some facilities were shut down.
Well, there's an issue in Sharon, too, their hospital, their Sharon Regional Medical Center, because they're part of a system that went bankrupt. There's a chance that they could close, which we talk about food deserts sometimes, but there's also healthcare deserts, which creates great challenges for the people living in that area.
Absolutely right, Larry. This is to give you some idea of what we're talking about here, you've got in the communities nearby, Hermitage, Sharpsville, West Hill, Farrell, and Brookfield Center, for example. This is not a small area when you look at the region itself.
And not only for the obvious reasons to have a hospital shut down, but they're the sixth largest employer in that area. So it makes a big economic difference, too, and jobs. So what's going to happen is people will have to leave. And obviously that creates a spiraling decline economically for the region. But healthcare systems have tremendous challenges right now all across the country.
One of the big problems, Larry, is Medicare reimbursements.
Well, they're slow and they're not
low.
They're slow and low.
Yeah,
it's not enough to sustain. Now, you've seen UPMC had their downsizing. Now, comparatively to their numbers, it wasn't significant in terms of percentages unless you're one of the people.
I can't remember the last time I heard any health organization announcing a profit of any kind. They seem to be dealing with losses year after year. And then, of course, you have the pharmacy benefit managers and the independent pharmacies. The deal that they've got there is they're under reimbursing the people at the pharmacies who are selling some of the drugs that are prescribed at a loss.
Yeah, so we'll get an update on what's going on there, particularly in Sharon, in just a few minutes, right after the news at 9.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.